now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour. The Defense Department has launched a program to exchange IT professionals with private industry. The brass hope the pilot program will bring the best technology and management practices into the department. Joyce France is the Director of CIO Management Services at the Defense Department. She joins us to talk about the exchange program, who it's open to, and how the whole thing will work. Ms. France, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom.
It's great to have you on. So tell us from the beginning, how does this program work? What's going to happen here?
Basically, we've already developed position descriptions or details, I would call them, and we published them on our websites and on some of the other websites within the community. And we're hoping that the private sector will reach out to us and alert us on positions that they are interested in. As of now, we have 8 positions that are posted for details.
And these are across the different service branches and DOD agencies?
Yes. We have Army, Navy, Air Force, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, functional areas also.
Okay. And so will these people be switching jobs directly one-to-one with someone in industry? That is, they'll sort of cross places together?
As of now, we're asking, we have details for people coming into the Department of Defense. So, and we're looking at a couple of details that will be going from DOD, but it's not a one-to-one switch. We have 8 positions that's advertised right now for details in which the private sector can come in and see if they're interested in participating in.
Now, let's start with the private sector point of view here. What is it that you're telling them that's attractive to them about coming into the Defense Department for a period of, 3 to 6 months?
It's 3 months up to a year. Basically, it's the ability to learn from the Department of Defense, the federal government, its operations. And basically, if you look at it, we're dealing with the same problems that the private sector is facing regarding cybersecurity and information technology and dealing with all of the aspects relating to information technology and the problems that we face within DOD. So it's a good way to share information, best practices, and it's a great enabler to not only DOD but the private sector.
Now, for people in DOD, what is it you hope they gain by going to some of these companies?
Learning, experience. As you know, the private sector, they stay on the leading edge of information technology because they're in a competitive environment. So we're hoping that when we send folks out, they will learn, you know, what's going on in the private sector and dealing with certain situations and bring that knowledge and skills back within DOD.
We're speaking with Joyce France. She's the Director of CIO Management Services at the Defense Department. And it sounds like the industry and federal government are going through some of the same issues. Everybody's trying to, say, consolidate data centers, for example. Everybody is doing virtualization of their IT to try to get the footprint down and the energy costs down. So is the sense of DOD that industry might be a little bit ahead of the federal government?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of folks in the private sector that has already done this because, as I said, they're interested in saving money and, you know, increasing their revenue. So we're just getting into this within the whole federal government. As you know, it's not only DOD, but it's the entire federal government that's looking at consolidating and better utilizing the assets and data centers. And one of the details we have is dealing with the data center consolidation.
Now, how will this work in terms of pay, benefits? Will the people stay on the DOD payroll and they'll just be tasked, is one way to put it, over to the companies?
Yes, there will be a memorandum of understanding between the 3 parties, the individual, the company, and the Department of Defense. And if we have a person going to the private sector, the Department of Defense will continue to pay their salary, benefits, and everything. And the same if the private sector come into the Department of Defense. They would pay for all of their benefits. We, of course, would pay for any travel or any type of training or anything that we have going on within Department of Defense that they may be working on at that time.
And what about the clearance issues? Because it might be that people would need clearance to come into DOD. Suppose the job was in the Pentagon, for example.
And a lot of these positions that detailed positions we have would require is requiring a clearance. So when we have posted these details, we state what, you know, the clearance level we need. It's interesting because a lot of the folks within the private sector already have clearances at certain levels.
So the companies you're reaching out to, letting know about this program, characterize them. Is it the federal systems integrators or maybe big retailers? Who are you trying to exchange with?
Anyone who's interested, from the banking industry to defense contractors to small businesses. We're looking for small businesses. Anyone who has an interest in the detail positions that we have posted on our website. So we're offering this up, and we've already received a lot of inquiries, and we're putting them in touch with the different managers who have posted the positions.
And is there an interview process? I mean, do you have to kind of make sure that that's the person you really want from industry and vice versa?
My office will be setting up meetings with the company and the individual, along with the office who has the posted position detail, to ensure there is a good fit, so they can ask, you know, exactly what will they be working on, and who's the team, how, you know, what will they be doing, and what are the outcomes, expected outcomes of the project. So we want a win-win situation for both parties.
And what level are we talking about in the government? I mean, does it rise up to, say, somebody like Dave Wennergren, who's the deputy CIO for the whole department, or is it a little bit a couple notches down from there?
Dave Wennergren is no longer the deputy CIO. He's with the DCMO's office now. But
that's right. But, I knew that, and I'm out of date anyway.
But we're looking at anyone who's interested. If someone from a vice president from the private sector want to come in, we want to talk to them. And I do not feel at this point in time, since the program is a pilot, that we will have anyone from the Department of Defense at that level be going out. I'm looking at probably 13 through 15 levels if we have a person detailed out.
Sure. And by the way, my apologies to Rob Carey. I should, know who he is at this point. Okay, so 13 through 15 across the branches. What's the timeline? When can the people expect to be shipping out for a while?
Well, right now we're in the midst of looking at individuals, and we have posted positions, so we have not put in place any agreements as of yet. So now we're in a discussion phase with some folks in the private sector. So I'm looking at hopefully within the next month to 2 months, we will have some folks on board. That's my goal.
Okay, and what kind of accountability will you want from the people? Will they have to file regular reports? How will you measure the success of the people that come back?
When they come back, we expect them, if they're going to work in an area where they're working in the private sector, let's say dealing with software, we'll ask them what they've learned. So we would ask them to come back and tell us what skill sets have you enhanced and what things that you feel that you can apply those skill sets to within a department.
So this will be a type of formal debriefing that you'll have to make sure that the program was worthwhile.
Oh, definitely, because as of now, the program is in the pilot stage, so we definitely need to monitor the program from this next 2 years to ensure that we record everything and that we can go back to Congress to see if we can have this program institutionalized down the road.
All right, so you got some real pioneers chosen at this point.
Yes.
All right. Joyce France is the Director of CIO Management Services at the Defense Department. Thanks very much for that update. And we're going to want to check in later on as the people begin this work.
Sure. We'd be more than happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can find links to more information about this program. Just go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.